We have talked a lot about this thing called the Great Resignation. It's a catchy line. Indeed, since last spring, about 33 million Americans have quit their jobs. Many left for other opportunities, some dropped out of the workforce. But here's the thing. A lot of them are now coming back. So, Great Resignation or not? Jill Schlesinger is here to help. She's business analyst at CBS News and host of Jill on Money. Jill, welcome back.
Great to be with you.
So the latest numbers show this surge in hiring. It's not just 467,000 jobs in the month of January. Government revised numbers upwards, so November and December payrolls were better than we thought. But how did employers find all these people? I thought we had all these sitter-outers during COVID.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that notion of people hanging out on their couches playing video games and collecting unemployment checks and stimulus checks, a little bit overdone. You know, what I think is really happening as I talk to a lot of economists, and we're sorting through this almost in real time, is that there is a lag between people leaving, giving notice, and then maybe starting a new job or maybe taking some time out to figure out, well, you know, my partner has benefits, I'll glom onto those benefits and I'll see what happens, or maybe I need childcare. But there's a little bit of a lag. What we do know is there's a lot of job openings. People are very encouraged about their ability to find new positions, and they're not so shy about giving notice.
So we've been using this term, the Great Resignation. Do you have a better one? Is it the great moving around, the great job hopping? What is it?
It's not mine, so let me just give props. I interviewed Guy Berger. He's the principal economist over at LinkedIn. And when he spoke to me about it, he said it really isn't so much of a great resignation, but a great reshuffling. And he points to two industries as a real guidepost to some of this. So let's imagine you go back in time into the spring of 2020 and you look at leisure and hospitality. So many people out of work and really a lot of people spooked. And many of those people said, well, where is there a job? Oh, I can get a job in a warehouse. And a warehouse will pay me more, give me regular hours. And so a lot of people left leisure and hospitality, went over to warehousing. And, you know, now what we are seeing is that leisure and hospitality is really stepping up and paying wages that are much higher than they were just 2 years ago. And some of those people are flocking back into leisure and hospitality. So we're seeing a real intra and inter-industry movement among workers.
And so for employers who are hiring and they know that workers are at least somewhat hard to find, are they responding? It sounds like they can't necessarily just offer, okay, this much amount of money and we have foosball tables at the office. You know, they have to adjust here.
Yeah. I mean, look, I think that there were a lot of stodgier industries, whether it was sort of, you know, big Fortune 500 companies, banks were, oh, no, you have to be in the office every single day. And now all of a sudden they're saying, well, maybe 3 or 4 days is fine. It's interesting amid COVID that both workers and their bosses have had to adjust. And I think we've gotten a lot better at that. And we are still adjusting. And we're finding that many of the jobs that we thought required us to be in the office 5 days a week don't necessarily require that. And so I think if you're a worker and you're really not happy with where you are, talk to your boss. I mean, be respectful, but maybe there's a way for you maybe not to extract every last penny from a paycheck. Mm-hmm. Maybe flexibility is much more important to you and your family.
Yeah. Well, maybe as you're saying, you have a little bit of that leverage now as the worker. Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst and the host of Jill on Money. Jill, thank you.
Great to be with you. Thanks.